things. Forget it. Forget
it. You're missing all the important points.
No, you...
Gentlemen, please.
All right.
Now, this emergency session has been going on for almost an hour. As president, I'm going to have to make a decision here. So I want the bottom line. Each of your final recommendations. Now, let's start with the Secretary of State.
Mr. President, I repeat, this isn't simply a question of not enough blacks, nor is it too many whites. It's a question of distribution.
Well, all right. Bill, as Attorney General, how do you see it?
Well, I'll go along with Jim. Regardless of the numbers, let's face it, blacks have always wound up at the bottom and whites at the top.
Al?
Yeah, you're putting the Secretary of State on the spot. In my opinion, this problem is not just blacks and whites, or for that matter, yellow or red. It's all the way across the board.
Well, I guess the whole thing comes back to the question of money. Now, Bob, you're Secretary of the Treasury. So what's this kind of redistribution going to cost us?
Okay. In terms of current dollars, let's face it. Black jelly beans are 79 cents a pound. The whites and the reds are 69 cents. The browns and yellows and blues, not to mention the maroons, are only 40.
Dear friends, you are now about to enter the nerve center to the entire Wonka factory. Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams, and almost everything you'll see is eatable. Edible. I mean, you can eat almost everything.
Welcome back to Paul Mac Presents, and well, it's good to be back here on the movie line, as a matter of fact, and I'm glad to have you with me right now. And thanks for calling here at 761-3330. I hope you all enjoyed your little Halloween scarathon spooktacular we had for you there over the last 2 weeks. And while it's been a while, hasn't it? Well, it only seems like it's been a while. Actually, probably not long enough for you callers, but no, I'm doing my best to do the worst possible job right here on the movie line, here for the week of November 6th through the 10th of 1983. I'm going to try to make this an exciting, informative show for you if I possibly can. I'd really like to get that accomplished. And, well, later on I'm going to dial up Ross Harris. He just currently starred in a picture with Jane Alexander. It's called Testament. It's now showing, I believe, in Westwood and all over the place. We'll talk about that later. I saw it at Paramount a couple of weeks ago. It's an interesting, depressing film, but like I say, we'll talk about it later and chat with Ross. He's one of the stars of the picture, and we'll find out what it's all about. Later on, also, we're going to reveal the title of the song that was our Man Theater ticket giveaway, and we're going to let you know what that was, and congratulations to all you winners out there. Anyway, don't forget to leave your comments every Friday and Saturday. I'd really appreciate your help. So other than that, I hope we have an exciting show here, and well, let's get on with the show. Let's go. Yeah.
Hello, this is the Conad from Encino, SOB, of course. I saw a movie last week, the new James Bond film.
Never Say Never,
Never
Again.
Never Say Never Again.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, who hadn't been in it for a very long time. I rate this movie a six.
Six.
I didn't think it was really that good. A lot of people are rating it against Octopussy, which I don't think is right. If you want to rate with another film,
how could they?
James Bond film, put it with
How about Thunderball?
Thunderball.
Yeah. Good.
And then see what you get.
Sure.
Well, this has been a public announcement from the Conehead.
Yes.
I'll talk to you guys later.
I bet you will. Bye. Hey, this is Paul Mack, and what did I think of? So tell me, what did you think of the film? Well, I liked it.
Did you?
I thought it was a really good film.
I did too.
On a scale from 1 to 10, I'd give it an 8.
An 8.
It was really good.
An 8
sounds
fine.
Well, I think an 8 sounds fine.
It was quite interesting.
It was an interesting film.
It was well done.
Well done.
It was.
It was good.
What else was it?
It was a fine
film.
Bond at his best.
Bond was at his best.
Right.
At his best.
At his best.
His best.
At his best.
Best.
Right.
Right.
And
what was that?
Why he just said right.
What is he doing?
What?
Bond is great.
Yeah.
And he's back.
Bond is back.
That's right.
And that's...
And
he's
wonderful.
Great.
He's great.
He's wonderful.
What can
and
we?
And that's
I
what
recommend
I said.
It.
What do you,
I
you
recommend?
I recommend it.
Well, I recommend it too.
I like the film.
I liked it too.
I personally liked it.
I personally liked it.
We both liked it.
We both liked it.
We both liked the film.
We
both liked the film.
Both liked the film.
We will recommend it. Now
we both recommend it.
Let's compare it to Octopussy, shall we?
Let's.
All right. Let's compare it to Octopussy.
Let's compare it. You go first.
I thought it was better because it's more fun to go back and see Sean Connery on the big screen as Bond as opposed to Roger Moore.
Yeah,
what do you think? Don't you think it's more fun to see him?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I agree. It was just
Bond was wonderful.
Wonderful and
terrific.
Terrific.
I really enjoyed the film.
I enjoyed it
I will say that there were a couple of problems with the music, but I mean, it's just because they didn't have the James Bond music and the normal titles didn't mean it was a bad film.
It was still good.
It was basically a remake of Thunderball, but it was a good film.
It was,
wasn't it? A good film?
Oh, sure.
That's right.
It was a good film.
A good film.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good film.
I think we're confusing the people out there. Should we push on now?
Let's push on.
Yes, but before we do, I just wanted to mention you know, when they make the sequel to Never Say Never Again, I think they're going to call it Never Say Never Again One More Time. And the sequel to that one, say it.
Never Say Never Again One More Time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend went to go see a movie, a romantic comedy. And all I can say for the movie is that Dudley Moore was pretty funny. But the chicks were really ugly, except for Dudley Moore's wife. But she left him, so it was a bummer. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably rate the show a 5. But I'd have to rate it a 10 because of my girlfriend and I in the theater. We didn't miss out on much, though, because the movie was very slow-paced and the dialogue was very basic. I would not recommend this movie unless you are taking your girlfriend. Thank you.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hello. I'm the manager of this theater.
But I cannot.
At this very moment, I can see you out there. I know exactly what you're doing. I'm watching your reactions, keeping track of what candy sells best, and memorizing seat locations of the weirdos who are doing sick things to their neighbors. I put this in myself. Oh, everything seems to be... The guy in the green jacket in the back row! Get on his ass there! That's disgusting! Get him out! Leave the two girls. They're fine. Oh, that is too bad, man. I try to keep a clean movie house here as much as possible. None of this derelicts drooling and groping in the back row shit at one of my theaters. Mm-mm. Look, I'm your friend. I'm here to please you. Trust me, I know what you want. The previews, the coming attractions.
When Professor Frank Bryant...
Doctor, are you drunk?
You don't really expect me to teach this when I'm sober.
...meets Rita. Somehow, their lives will never be the same.
You're my
my children.
But I've told you, I do not want to do it. Why pick on me?
I like you.
She's determined to get an education.
Was that a book you're reading?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, Of Human Bondage.
Yeah? My husband's got a lot of books like that.
And nothing, but nothing is going to stand in her way. He helps her change her life.
Hello, Frank.
Teaches her everything he knows. Only he's the one who ends up learning a lot more than he bargained for.
Why didn't you walk in here 20 years ago?
I don't think they would have accepted me at the age of 6.
Michael Caine, Julie Walters, Educating Rita, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Eight old friends who haven't seen each other since the 60s are about to get together for a weekend of catching up. They'll find out who's up.
So how's your life?
Oh, great.
Who's down?
How's yours?
Not so great.
Oh, we're telling the truth.
Who's made it?
Tell us about big-time journalism.
You know, I'm tired of having all my work read in the can.
Who's making it with whom?
I know that Richard will always be faithful to me.
That's nice. We'll trust.
Fear of herpes.
And most important of all...
I mean, how much sex, fun, friendship can one man take?
Columbia Pictures presents The Big Chill, starring Tom Berenger, Glenn Close, Jeff Goldblum, William Hurt, Kevin Klein, Mary Kay Place, Meg Tilly, Joe Beth Williams. Written by Lawrence Kasdan and Barbara Benedict. Produced by Michael Schamberg. Directed by Lawrence Kasdan. The Big Chill. In a cold world, you need your friends to keep you warm. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hi, I'm Lynier from Van Nuys, California. I just got out to see The Big Chill, the new Lawrence Kasdan movie. It's pretty good. There are a few spots where it drags a bit, and the script's a bit hokey at times, but it's very, very good. William Hurt is excellent, so is Mary Kay Place. And Joe Beth Williams hasn't been better. I also got to see 2001 A Space Odyssey last night when Channel 5 put it on. That movie just never seems to date for some reason or another. And it's really strange how the opening shot of the space plane happens to look an awful lot like the space shuttle. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, hi, Paul. This is Ken over at On Target. I haven't called you for a while. I haven't spoken with you. As you know, and everybody knows, my line's down at the moment. But I'm sure, as you know, and not any other people know, that my line's going to be going up soon, thanks to a good friend of yours and mine. As far as movies, I saw Rumblefish the other night. I couldn't really tell you. It was a very, very good movie. That's as far as I can get into it. I mean, it's worth every bit of $5 that I spent to see it. It's full of a lot of gory violence, but it's all based around a really good moral story. So you might want to check that out. Anyway, when On Target goes back up, I'm sure everybody'll know about it, and I'll give you a call back. And why don't you give me a call sometime? From Ken on Target, have a great day, have a great night, and goodbye.
Hello, Paul. This is the Lizard from Sherman Oaks, and I wanted to tell all the listeners about a movie that's coming out this weekend, and it's called Heart Like a Wheel, the story of Shirley Maldani, three-time NHRA Top Fuel World Champion. Go see it. I think you'll enjoy it. Thank you.
This is David of Burbank, and I have a surprise for you. I'm going to come down and be with you next week. Yes, I am. I know you can't handle it. Oh, well. You know, it's just so much fun. I just couldn't stay away any longer, so I decided to come down. You know, I finally saw a movie. But I didn't go out to a theater. I had to wait and see it on the pay channel. And it was a really excellent film because I'd never seen it before. But, of course, it was a big talk for a while there. You know, An Officer and a Gentleman. That's an excellent flick. But anyway, you know, Movie Line Callers, you know, every time I do a tape with Paul, he always is sure that he goes to the bathroom before he makes the tape. You know why that is? Well, that's so he can start the tape with a clear mind.
Hello, Movie Line Callers. It's Bob Ob calling from Obland. And, well, that's right across the street from Mac, or Paul Macland. And we have only E coupons. Paul Mac is, you know, a B coupon. Well, we want to get into the comment. We saw Dead Zone, which was a movie recommended by the Movie Line, and I have to give Paul a rousing hand of applause here. It was mediocre. No, it was quite good, and I enjoyed it, and I want to recommend it. On the observatory scale, we give it a 9 out of a possible 5, but that's not our fault. That's Paul's fault, and have an observatory day. Goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
It's Friday night, about 10 p.m. This is Dave Canoga Park, and I'd like to find out if any of you know if, by any chance, yes, a movie that came out during the summer, War Games, still can be seen anywhere locally. I'd just like to say that the tape that was on during the week, speaking about old movies, or a few months old anyway, Superman 3 with Richard Pryor, this definitely was not the Superman type of movie that we're used to seeing. And Richard Pryor just really didn't fit the old Superman tradition. He was funny in his own right, but Richard Pryor and Superman don't mix very well. Anyway, this has been a comment from Dave Canoga Park saying we enjoyed your Halloween spook scarathon. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, yes, War Games, War Games. File research. Da da dee dee. Do do do. See here. Searching through the files. Oh. Ah, here it is. War Games is still showing. That's right, gang. You can go check it out, and it's playing in Woodland Hills. Is that close enough for you? Woodland Hills at the UA Warner Center. It says right here, and you can go see that at the UA Warner Center. And the number for information is 999-2132 in the 213 area code. And that's also showing with Mr. Mom. So you can go see two films for the price of one there. And War Games screens at 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 9 o'clock p.m. Mr. Mom at 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock p.m. Wow, I should be an announcer for the movies, huh? Seriously, now, War Games, that will be your final opportunity to see that before it's released on pre-recorded video cassette available at your video dealers. That's right, War Games will be out quite shortly, so if you haven't seen that yet and missed it at the movies or don't want to go to Woodland Hills, you can wait for the video, okay? Right.
Hi, this is David from Sherman Oaks. 3 days ago, I saw a movie called Going Berserk, and the previews looked so good for it. With John Candy, I saw him like Saturday night when he was the host. Previews came on during the commercials, and I go, I'm gonna go see that. I saw it. It sucked a big one. It just bit it. It was just the worst movie I've seen in a long time. In my line of Videodrome and Extro and all those bad horror films, this is a bad comedy film. I've rarely seen bad comedy films. There's a few good cracks here and there, but it's very bad. Very bad movie. I advise nobody to go see it because it sucks. It sucks bad. And there's parts in it that you don't even understand, and the story sucks. I'll give this movie a 0111111111 negative 101 negative. Okay? Thank you, and you guys have a good day, okay?
Yeah, this is Jeff from Van Nuys, and I saw one of the gayest movies of the century. She'd win the Golden Turkey Award. The name of the movie was Going Berserk, starring John Candy. It sucked my big dang dong. It really bit. I'm telling you, John Candy, lose some weight, bud. You're too fat. Your jokes suck. I don't know if it was you or the script, probably the script, or your delivery. I don't know what, but the movie was so stupid, I almost fell asleep. I didn't understand the movie, really. I mean, I understood it. I understood that it was a gay story. That's what I have to say. And John Candy, You are so fat. This is the guy who reviewed Jaws 3D. Remember me? Jaws was the biggest five houses. Remember what I said? Well, John Candy's bigger. So all I have to say is don't see this movie. It's a negative one. The jokes are gay. It's really stupid. And I'll leave you with a line from the movie. When they get, this is the scene when they're getting married, John Candy. Here's John Candy's lines. Mom, Dad, Grandma, Father, I'd like to talk about my... It's real wide, about this long, and that's all I have to say. Bye.
Hi, Paul, and everybody out there in telephone land. This is Dale of Burbank. I haven't been to a show lately, but I did catch something on pay TV the other night, which I had seen at the show, and it was a good flick, and I just want to say, Officer and a Gentleman, it's on the pay channels this month. It was a good movie. I liked it the first time I saw it, and I liked it again. Good acting. Nice mixture of comedy, action, tears, and a happy ending. I haven't left a comment for a while, so I wanted to leave one, and that's it. Hang in there, everybody. Keep on calling. This is a good deal. Night.
Hi, everyone. This is Jessica Van Nuys. I'm calling on two movies that I saw. The first one, The Dead Zone, I just went and saw that last night. And it's a film based on a novel by Stephen King. First of all, to all of you who might think that it's one of those horror films, no, it's not. It is a very scary story, only because in the sense that the things that happen to this character throughout the picture seem very real to him, and that makes it believable to the viewer. He gets into an awful car accident, a car crash, where he smashes right into an 18-wheel truck that fell loose from the cab and was rolling down a hill on a very rainy night, and he was in a VW and saw it at the last moment, tried to turn around to get out of its way, but failed to do so, and the car smashed right into the truck. He awakens 5 years later, and he's in a hospital to find out he's been in a coma that whole time. He now has psychic powers. He has many visions into the future and can predict somebody's future and also has the ability to change it. I don't know I don't know who out there is aware of Stephen King's books or films, but he is, in my opinion, one of the most imaginative, creative writers. He takes you into a time, a place, a situation that you've never imagined exists, and that situation becomes very real to you, very believable to the viewer. And personally, I really liked the movie. The acting was wonderful, and I think that Christopher Walken, who was the main character, should definitely win an award for this, because he's a brilliant actor, and Martin Sheen also stars in that, by the way. The next movie I won't even talk about. Oh, by the way, I give this movie a 9.5. Even close to a 10. I give it a 10. I think it was brilliant. The Osterman Weekend I saw tonight, and boy, oh boy, oh boy. I won't even get into that one, but let's just say that I'll give that a definite 5. Anyway, everybody take care, and happy movies. Bye-bye.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Tony North Hollywood. I'm down with the flu right now, but that didn't stop me from seeing Brainstorm, which is a very good film. I highly recommend it. It consists of quite a few good visuals, I believe, and it was done in Dolby Stereo, 70mm, I believe. I don't know, Paul, why don't you give us your opinion on Brainstorm? And I'd also like to hear about Death Zone, or The Dead Zone, I believe it is. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about that. Anyway, that's my comment for this week. Catch you later. Bye.
All right, gang, there aren't too many good movies playing right now, but there are a few, just a few, and starting with a couple, Brainstorm and The Dead Zone, two excellent films. You've got to see them. If you like fantasy and horror, or even if you don't like fantasy and horror, you're going to like these films. I really hope, I'm not afraid, I'm really not afraid to give these two films both a 10 on a scale from 1 to 10, my scale. They really deserve it, in my opinion, and it's hard to say which is better, Brainstorm or The Dead Zone. Now, if you're going for quality and effects, you're going to want to see The Brainstorm, which is the ultimate experience as far as that's concerned. It's directed by Douglas Trumbull, who is an effects man himself. He did the effects for 2001, A Space Odyssey, and also Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He really innovated effects for the movies, and, well, he doesn't stop here at Brainstorm, and it's just beginning, and I recommend that you go see this. It's in 70mm and 6-track Dolby Stereo. You could check it out at Pacific Cinerama Dome in Hollywood, and the number for information is 466-3401, or in Westwood at the Man's Westwood Theater. The number for information is 208-7664, or in North Hollywood at the North Hollywood UA Movie 6, and number for information 766-4317. Now, Dead Zone is an interesting film, and it's hard to say how much better it is. It is better in certain aspects. Christopher Walken, who's in both films, Brainstorm and Dead Zone, gives a much better performance in Dead Zone because he has more of a character, more to work with. I thought the high quality performances in Brainstorm would have been Louise Fletcher, who got also an Oscar for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest a few years back for Best Actress. So as far as The Dead Zone's concerned, I really agree with Jessica earlier that he should get an Oscar nomination at least. Yes, Christopher Walken for The Dead Zone. And you can go see it in Hollywood at the Man Chinese Theater. And the number for information is 464-8111. Or in Sherman Oaks at Pacific Spore at 990-4140. Or again in North Hollywood at the North Hollywood Movies, UA Movie 6. So go check that film out. That's from Paramount. And if you stick around, coming up, we've got Ross Harris. We're going to be chatting with him in a few moments right after this.
Universal Pictures proudly presents a special new motion picture, Rumblefish.
Time is a very peculiar item. You see, when you're young, you're a kid, you got time, you got nothing but time.
Matt Dillon is Rusty James, and he's running out of time.
Man, me and you, we could have run this whole side of town if you just gave me a chance.
Rumblefish. Rusty James worships his brother.
My brother's the coolest.
Well, you're better than cool, you're warm.
So does every boy in town.
He's a prince, you know? Nobody's like royalty in exile.
But Rusty James can't live up to his brother's reputation. His brother can't live it down.
You know, I wish I were the big brother you always wanted.
Mickey Rourke is the brother. Matt Dillon is Rusty James.
Give it time, buddy boy. Give it time.
Rumblefish.
Time is a funny thing.
Rumblefish. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent or adult guardian.
All right, we've got Ross Harris on the line. Ross, how are you?
Great.
So tell us about your new film, Testament.
Oh, well, it just came out yesterday, and seems to be doing pretty good. I went to go see it again last night in Westwood. It was pretty packed.
Was it? How was the general reaction?
Oh, they liked it. It was very quiet in the show, and a lot of people were crying.
It's a very depressing film, I've got to admit. I saw it at Paramount a couple of weeks ago, and it is very depressing. For you, it's a major role for you, and a step up. I was really proud of you there, buddy. I liked your you did a really good job.
Thank you very much.
You did a very good job, and have you been getting any reviews from the critics yet, or no?
Yeah, I've been getting some nice comments from the critics, and that's really nice, because you're very critical of yourself when you see your work.
Yeah, how long did it take to make that picture?
5 weeks.
5 weeks, and how was it like working with a woman director?
It wasn't much different.
I mean, did she have some different ideas, or...
Altogether, it went very well. She was a new director, so you had to work with that, but she handled it really good. She's great.
I see. So, do you have any future plans as far as your career? Are you have anything upcoming, or are you still cracking at it?
Right now I'm working on a film.
Oh, what are you working on now?
Dog Days of Arthur Kane, an after-school special.
Oh, yeah? And what role do you play in that?
Arthur Kane.
Okay. Well, you're doing good, buddy, and I remember you were great in Airplane, funny as ever.
Thank you.
And, well, Ross Harris, you're a very funny guy, and
so
I...
Are you, Paul.
Me? I'm funny?
You should be working soon, too.
Well, I just look funny. That's my credit. Right? But anyway, thanks for chatting with us, and
sure.
Maybe we can talk to Roxanne soon and find out what she's up to. But
okay.
Oh, that's another interesting thing. You work with Roxanne. This is your second thing together.
Mm-hmm.
Roxanne Azell from Table for Five, and you work together at Pollyanna. I remember you guys down there because I was working at Disney at the time, and I used to visit you guys on the set. It was interesting. Do you have anything to say before we wrap it up here, Ross?
I hope you guys, anybody's listening, to really go and see the film because it might not be the funnest thing to watch, but it's necessary.
Oh yeah, I really agree with you there. And once again, this is Ross Harris, one of the stars of Testament. Just tell him briefly what character you play in Testament real quick.
Brad, Jane Alexander's son.
Okay, and right here, Ross Harris. Thanks, Ross, for chatting with us.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Paul. How you doing? All right, this is Dave, North Hollywood Reporter. I don't know if you played my input last week, but that's all right, no problem. All right, I saw the Osterman Weekend, and I gotta admit that was a pretty good movie. I liked it a lot. I'll probably go see it again tonight. It had a lot of action in it. Rutger Hauer was cool. Played a good part, a little bad part. But it was a pretty good movie, and I should go let everybody go see it, and it's 8 on my scale. I don't know about your scale, but it is a hot movie, and it's probably one of the best movies I've seen yet. I'm looking forward to see Testament, like Paul said, and everything else I haven't seen yet. On an awesome weekend, I gotta give it an 8, and everybody should go out there and see it if they like those kind of movies. All right, take care, Paul, and everybody out there, and this has been Dave, North Hollywood Reporter, signing off. Later, bud. Bye.
Well, that's going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. Thanks for calling, and I hope you enjoyed the program. Hey, anyway, now the moment you've all been waiting for, you're anxiously anticipating the answer to that Man Theater ticket giveaway. Well, I'm going to tell you, what Nights Are Forever was featured in which motion picture? Well, it was Twilight Zone the movie. That's right, Twilight Zone the movie. And I believe it was featured in one of the scenes during the first episode, and that was Time Out, and that was in the bar with Vic Morrow. But that was the picture, and you can also get the soundtrack record available on Warner Brothers Records and Tapes. So check that out if you're interested. It's sung by Jennifer Warnes. So anybody who sent in the correct answer on a postcard to our P.O. Box before or by October 31st, I will send you 2 free tickets, good for Man Theaters, in the mail, and those will be on their way shortly. So thanks for calling. Have a good night, and go see a movie. Bye-bye.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to the Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on the Movie Line Friday and Saturday at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily.